This is Patsy with a Z, and I am back with my next guest, and I am so happy to welcome Frank Anthony Pulido back to Joy on Paper, and the name of his book is Rehearsed to Death, and it's a Domestic Partners in Crime Mystery. Hi, Frank.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, great. Well, I told you last time you were on, I said I'm going to have you back as soon as the next book is out, and here you are.
It's been a fast year, I tell you.
Wow. And I love the cover of this book. I mean, it is such a winner. It is so beautiful.
So much. I think it's a lot of fun and, you know, it's interest. And I think they always do a great job with the covers at Kensington. So this one is right up there.
Exactly. And the name of the book is Rehearsed to Death, and it includes in there a play. So tell us about the Domestic Partners in Crime. You have two people, JP and PJ, who are domestic partners in life and in all of the fun stuff that they get involved in. You get them really involved in some fun mysteries here. I love this book for many reasons, of course, is that it's also set in Detroit.
Yes, it's a fictitious suburb of Detroit called Pleasant Woods. My partner and I, we live in a town called Pleasant Ridge. Nearby, there's a town called Huntington Woods, and so I figured, how fun would it be to just mash everything together, mix it up, make it fiction, but for people who live around here, they know what I'm talking
and
about.
And throw in a little Royal Oak there. I mentioned to you that I grew up in Highland Park.
Oh, right, yes.
So, on Glendale Avenue. So, I know that area well. I just enjoy it so much. I enjoy talking about Detroit. Most people, when I say, I really love Detroit, they'll look at me and they say, what, you know. But I loved living in Detroit. At that time, for me, in Highland Park, it was so beautiful and it was so wonderful.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I hate to say, oh, it's making a comeback because it's been years now, but it is, you know, it's a great town. We have a lot going on. All you really need are some good restaurants and places to go and see theater and concerts, and your mortgage is half the price of living in some other big city.
And Detroit's always had that, when you say food, because we always had such wonderful food in Detroit. Eclectic assortment of people. Greek Town was, I mean, that was the destination.
Oh, yes, yeah. You know, it's still there. And lots of, you know, restaurants owned by Top Chef contestants. And we went to a great one. A guy, they brought him in from Chicago to open his own restaurant. And it, you know, competes with anything you'd find in those other bigger cities.
For this series, of course, it's a nice mixture. Explain your two characters. They each have their own sort of backgrounds.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a couple. They're domestic partners. They're a couple. They were living in New York. One is an actor. One is a writer, playwright, author. And they decide, much like my partner and I, why are we living in this expensive town when we can move to Detroit and buy a nice house with a yard and get a dog or two? And they have this opportunity to have their own home renovation TV show. They buy this house that they fix up on the first season of the TV show. And in this new book, they're on hiatus from the TV show. And they decide to return to their theatrical roots. And they produce a play that the writer has written and the actor is going to star in. And unfortunately, from the get-go, things aren't great. The director is a very pompous, arrogant man with a British accent who has dreams of directing a show and transferring it to Broadway, and he wants to do it all his way. He makes a lot of enemies during the rehearsal process, and he eventually ends up strangled to death by a very long scarf that
I'm sorry.
He likes to wear.
It's not
and
funny.
Flail around.
I shouldn't laugh. But having
a cozy mystery, it's humorous.
It's a humorous strangling.
Death.
I mean, we need to have a body. It's a cozy mystery. But
yes.
Having this background of the theater background, I love this. I love working in the theater. It was so much fun. I was not on stage. Only once did I get to be on stage, and that was in Fiddler on the Roof, and I got to be one of the villagers. Being in the theater is so much fun. So you have this background, and you put it into the book, which makes it really, I think, a lot of fun.
And yeah, and you know, you write what you know, and I haven't had a chance to be in a play and involved in a play in so long. So for me, it was a lot of fun to go back to that world and show readers the backstage drama and all that goes on.
Oh, it's so wonderful for anybody who has, if you have not been in the theater, you really have missed something, because there's so much going on behind the curtain, and it is so
right.
much fun. And that tingly excitement you get when you're putting on a show, and it's for everybody, and how people work, even, let's say we have people who sometimes you might not be simpatico, but when it's time to go on, when it's time to get that show going, you work. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful chemistry that happens. And of course, sometimes you do have a director. And I had to laugh about the directors. I actually was working backstage, and we had a director not unlike this director.
Sure. It's funny because it's true.
It's true. I mean, he was such an egotistical. I mean, he had a Boston accent. He thought he was better than all of us. Well, he was sure he was better. He did not think. And he probably was, because he did come from a wealthy family. But he was like, so much like this. I got such a kick out of it. I think you wrote this beautifully.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'll just share with your listeners. I based him on someone I actually know, someone I worked with. And for me, it was great fun to get that little bit of revenge.
Cathartic. Very cathartic.
Yes. You know, I don't advocate killing someone in real life. But if you can put that character in and, you know, get rid of them.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling. I'm working on a film script in this sort of similar thing, where I'm going to have this cathartic thing where I kill off 8 lawyers. it's so much fun to be a writer.
I can
isn't
tell
it?
You're having fun doing it.
Yeah. Just I get to think of 8 different ways, and you only had one way. But it's a lovely mystery. Of course, thing about a cozy mystery, you have this fun of sort of planting Easter eggs, getting people a little confused, who's good, who's bad. And
sure.
So you had lots of fun with this.
I did, very much, and I'm so glad I was given this opportunity. I've actually just recently completed writing the third book. The partners are going to take on renovating a house that is rumored to be haunted. It's going to come out in Halloween of 2024, so I hope I will talk to you again about that one. And hopefully the series will continue. People will find it, and they'll read it, and they'll tell their friends. And
the minute I read your first book, I got a kick out of it. And I remember telling Larissa at Kensington, after I finished reading it, and the first book, of course, was Renovated to Death, and I love that. Well, I love those kind of things where you take an old place and renovate it, because I had that experience in England. I moved to England, and I bought a 400-year-old cottage, and I renovated it, because they'd bricked up all the fireplaces. They put acoustic tiles over the beams.
And you wonder why.
You can imagine what I had to go through taking all
sure.
of that and bringing it back to its glory. And so I get a kick out of that kind of thing. So when I read that book, Renovated to Death, I said to myself, oh, this guy, he's got the right characters. I was so thrilled. They came back to me, Kensington, and said, he's got the next book. And I was the first one to say, I've got to have Frank back on the program, because I love your writing. And that's,
well, I appreciate it,
you know,
so much.
It's so exciting when you come across an author. And I love Kensington, and they send me so many. And so it really has to sort of stand out now for me to take a book. But I just felt that there was something special about your writing. And I was right. And I'm glad that you have the third contract. I think it's going to be a nice long-running series.
I hope so, because it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. These characters are a younger version of my partner and myself. So it's always fun to, like, take what we've gone through and give it a little twist and put it on them and see how they deal with things.
And the nice thing is, you know, you keep it light and sort of light and bright. And this idea for the little theater, you know, this production, I thought was just spot on.
Well, thank you. I hope others will agree, and I hope folks who aren't really familiar with the theater will get a glimpse into a world they might not know, and maybe they'll give it a try. I always say, you know, everyone should be in a play or work on a play at least once in their life, whether it's a professional ambition or just for fun, because you said it, there's that camaraderie and that teamwork, and it's like playing sports. You know, you can't do it with one person missing. Everyone has to work together, and I think it's just a really great way to come together and do something fun and entertaining and rewarding.
Now that we're past the pandemic, that we can get together, theater productions don't have to cost a lot of money. You can put it on a play in the park.
Yeah, just anywhere.
You know, anywhere, and you can have so much fun. And I particularly like when young people are in the theater, because it's such good experience for them to learn this kind of teamwork. You all work together, and you, at the end, you have so much fun. And you're so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
And you learn what you're good at, too. You don't have to always be the star of a production. Those backstage people, boy, they're just as important. And they can have a lot of fun. So I hope that one of the things that people will come away with, exactly as you said, you know, look at your local theater, look at your local organizations, put on a play for a fundraiser.
Yeah, it's a really great thing to do. And I recommend it to everyone.
And well, you obviously found fun in this. And again, I just want to thank Kensington so much for giving you another contract, because I want another book. I want JP and PJ to come back.
Well, they will be back soon.
Okay, well, that's keeping you busy. And again, I want to tell people, this cover, Kensington always does great covers. And for this one, it tells a story. In a cover. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Well, I think you're fantastic, Frank. I think you've done a great job with this book, and I'm so happy. I'm always happy to see authors doing well and getting ahead, and I think that with this one, I'm so very, very happy that you are on the program today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back, and I'll talk to you anytime you'll have me.
Okay. Well, you take care, and have lots of fun in Detroit. Is Sanders still there, the chocolate?
We don't have stores, but you can still find products. Yeah, I just had a bumpy cake for Mother's Day. I got one for my mom because she loves it. Oh. And I think I even mention it in the books. I work it in there.
You worked it in, but I wasn't sure if any of the one on Woodward Avenue... No,
sadly,
not there. I love that store so much. Oh, I love that you named your publishing company Woodward Avenue. I think that's terrific.
Yeah, you gotta pay the homage where it's due.
And in those days, Detroit, the car, and so they wanted to impress people, so they built this beautiful big wide highway, Woodward Avenue.
I believe it's the first paved highway in the country.
I think so. And it was so beautiful, being very wide. And a couple of times, my friends and I, we were like four cars in a row. And we didn't go fast. We did the exact opposite. We went slow, very slow, and built up people behind us. We were terrible as teenagers. But we had fun. And Woodward Avenue always brings back, the Detroit Institute of Art. I love that place.
Yeah. I had some friends in town from Chicago the other day, and they went down there, and they had never been, and they said it was one of the best museums they've ever been to. And they've been to Paris and London and New York.
It is. I spent my whole junior year of high school there because I skipped school.
Well, it's a good place to get lost.
Yeah, so... that's where I would go, because my problem when I was a junior in high school, by that time I had already read 5,000 books. There wasn't much I could do in high school other than Latin and chemistry and physics. could do that on my own. But the rest of the time I spent at the Detroit Institute of Art, which is a fantastic place. Just for that, it's worth taking a trip to Detroit. Plus, as you said, the restaurants, because there are so many.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, Frank Anthony Pulido, it's so nice to talk to you. And your website is just your name, Frank Anthony Pulido. So that's real easy. And Pulido is P-O-L-I-T-O. I like that name. And it's easy to remember. And again, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. You have been a joy.
Thank you. Happy summer.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.